Hello, and welcome to Iacon Underground Radio for late June 2025. I'm Jen.
And I'm David.
So, big live stream list of stuff, a lot of weird little odds and ends, an unreasonable number of extremely expensive watches. The most important, this is breaking news. I just learned about this like 15 minutes ago. Breaking news. There's a theater in Wind Gap, Pennsylvania, the Gap Theater. On Saturday, July 12th at 4 p.m., they are going to be showing a 35mm print of GoBots Battle of the Rock Lords. Oh my gosh. I am seriously considering driving like nearly 4 hours each way to go see a theatrical 35mm print, which is like really good quality Battle of the Rock Lords.
Wait, what day?
It is on Saturday, July 12th.
That's TFCon weekend.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
Well, you can do that, and I will go see Battle of the Rock Lords. You will still be having more fun.
Oh, actually, that'd only be like a 2.5 hour ride. For me.
Well, I mean,
was it that weekend?
TFCon is pretty great, though.
TFCon is very good.
TFCon is also pretty great. Other movie-related news, we are officially not getting a Transformers 2.
Yeah, so, well, we kind of figured that.
Yeah,
it's just official now.
Like, it's... I mean, the thing is, it's a prequel story, so it's...
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's self-contained, because the point of a prequel story is not to be self-contained. But it tells the story it needs to tell.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't but it would have been nice to have another one, because it was a really good movie, and it looks beautiful on a 4K screen. And it's, you know, one of the better pieces of Transformers fiction out there, so... It was good. It was a good story, and it was a good movie, and it's going to be a standalone. But, you know, not everything gets a sequel. So it's disappointing, but not totally unexpected, though. I've heard that it's done good on the streaming side of things, that's not necessarily going to get you a theatrical sequel. That might get you a straight-to-streaming sequel, which I don't think anybody wants.
It'd
be garbage.
It would probably, but I'd take it.
So, yeah, there was a live stream, and they showed off a whole bunch of stuff. I'm going to go down the list here. I believe this is maybe fan channel exclusive, maybe Amazon exclusive, but there is the Sandstorm and Slugslinger 2-pack.
I'm assuming that was Amazon, because like everything else, because it's got a fancy box.
Because Sandstorm has the handsome face. You had to get that handsome face in there. this is a $75 set, though.
Because they're two Voyagers. So.
Yeah, but if you keep... Actually, I think... Isn't Sandstorm like a leader class?
It was? I don't know.
The point is...
Sandstorm, I didn't care.
It's about right. But he does have his handsome cartoon face. But the nice thing about the Amazon exclusives is that they do tend to go on sale. So keep an eye on that. Amazon currently has them slated for delivery early October. But you can keep an eye out for sales after that. I could see them being like a pre-holiday big markdown feature kind of thing.
Yeah, especially since most of the Amazon things are like redecos of existing toys. This is basically just the exact same toys. One of them just has a new face. Oh, and there... Did Sandstorm originally come with a little cage thingy?
I think so.
Then, yeah, there's very little changed in this set.
Slugslinger's got his little guy. He's got a little guy with him. He's got a little Target Master buddy. Though I guess he has a Titan's Return mold, so that's just... That's his head. That dude's his head. There is also, less excitingly, there's a Studio Series Revenge of the Fallen set, Megatron and the Fallen, and Soundwave. It's cool having a satellite Soundwave, but also...
Yeah, the Soundwave looks kind of neat, but...
It's movie stuff. I'm going to make my general movie-verse sounds and just say,
It's not the best of movie Megatrons anyway. He doesn't have the tarp.
He does not have soft goods accessories.
Yeah.
Which is the best movie Megatron.
Which he's... Oh, maybe I did move him. He was on my desk for the longest time.
Now, the most exciting is that we finally get to see Skydive and Fireflight, the last two of my boys.
I think that's kind of exciting, yes.
I mean, it's exciting to me because they're my boys. They're my boys. And I am glad to see that Fireflight does have a cartoon face.
Yay.
Their vehicle modes are especially Fireflight because he is a partial or a remold or whatever
both are.
Whatever the proper term. Yeah, but he is specifically from Slingshot. Who is that kind of, I don't want to say dumpy kind of Harrier jet, but dumpy kind of Harrier jet.
A very boxy Harrier jet.
Yes, he's got that brick Harrier shape to him, which is not really ideal.
It's the shoulders. Like, if the nose cone or something was longer, but you'd see the shoulders too much.
But you know what? I don't care, because he's got the cartoon face. Yeah. Just like the first
is really detailed
with the cartoon face. He does have some nice paint apps on the chest.
Yeah.
But we are getting a proper cartoon face. Fireflight, I approve of this greatly. Skydive looks good. He also, these are just remolds off the other two aerial bots, which is fine, because that's what happens when you get a combiner that is all the same vehicle modes, basically.
Yeah.
His head looks good. He looks good. I am really looking forward to getting these two and having the whole set and, Silverbolt showing up whenever he shows up. Normally, Fireflight is the one who shows up whenever he shows up. But Silverbolt. I think he's supposed to be shipping before too long.
I forget when he was supposed to ship. Sometime this summer,
Why are we causing problems, guys?
What is breaking?
Anastasia's just... I have, like, a big, chunky gaming keyboard that was sitting precariously on a box that she wanted to be on.
Girls are causing trouble,
Anastasia. She says things are not about her right now, and that needed to be changed.
Girls were causing trouble here, which is why the door is closed and only boy is in the room with me.
Anastasia, why? I approve. The new aerial bots have my seal of approval.
Yeah.
So, very, very good to see that they did the correct Fireflight head. There is Insecticon Venom. It's Venom. But
finally, yes,
they couldn't use the name because
Cicada, the last one who has never had like even a hint of like a remold, because like we've had quite a few Chop Shops and a couple other characters using Chop Shops, and we recently in the multi packs that are for each nonsense, I have the other three deluxe Insecticons, but finally Venom now, which decent name, new name. Finally, we get him again. A Cicada. I want him in rainbow colors. Give me more versions of that.
It does look... I actually, at first glance, when I first saw a picture of it, with the colors, I thought it was Buzzclaw from Beast Wars.
It does share that.
He does. He is very nice and bright and colorful, though.
Also, an entirely new mold, as far as I could tell. I don't think anything is... shared with unless somebody's hips are in there.
Yeah, I'm sure we're gonna get them in hand and somebody's going to be like, oh, these are the thighs from such and such, but
yeah.
I mean, he looks really good. He looks really evocative of the original toy, but, yeah. You know,
the
posing.
Translucent belly is a little weird, and I wish the wings were better articulated so they could, like, shift behind his back instead of, like, the original toy where they're just sort of at his hips and swung back, which is weird, but fine. It makes him, he's very much the original toy.
Yeah.
Only he won't shatter. Oh, good. Because the hips on mine broke.
Break immediately.
Yeah, because they're the metal and they're in the plastic and there was stress. And finally, I'll have one that can move his legs again.
Yay.
I'm excited for my little boy. My little paranoid leader of the Insecticons who's been missing for so long.
Is he just going to wake up and scream and scream and scream and then go back to sleep for 17 years?
Oh, what? Wow, that maybe that's why they haven't made a new one. He's a cicada.
Yeah.
He wasn't allowed to show up for 17 years. or more like 30? Wait.
And now it is time for the screaming to begin.
Yeah. Although,
cicadas.
The Venin name was used on something.
Yeah, I think that's come up before.
Not those colors, though. It was...
The colors are good. The colors are real good.
Yeah, I think it was a Redeco. Oh, what was it? There was the Target Master Waspinator little dude.
Oh, yeah.
I think there was a Redeco in some colors, not Venom's colors, that was called Venin.
So they used the name, but not really.
Yeah, it wasn't that dude.
It wasn't really him. Like the first G-Axis toy.
Yeah.
That was honestly just a trademark placeholder. It was just like Creamsicle Beast Machines Jetfire. What the hell? Why did they do that to me? Anyway, that toy walked so that the actual good comic accurate G-Axis could run and then get heavily clearanced, because that was a toy that had an audience of one person and it was me, and I bought one and no one else wanted it.
Oh, yeah. The little Venin came with Acid Storm and he was purple.
Okay.
So it's like, it's the name, but it's not the same dude. Yeah,
just
unless
there
was a write-up somewhere.
Get a name.
Yeah.
And then we have Micronus Prime, who is the god of little guys. He's just a little guy.
It's kind of crazy. I do and don't love him. The Micronus himself, as a tiny little minicon wheel, is great. The power armor he wears in bot mode looks wonky, but I love that it transforms into a unicycle, thereby presumably making him the very first wheel on Cybertron.
I mean, possibly, because, you know, they're 13.
Yeah.
I do like how the approach they took, that they still kept him being just a little guy.
Yeah, I was afraid they were going to make him, like, deluxe size. And I was like, oh, no. But it's like, no, he's a little dude riding a deluxe. I was like, yes.
Yes, he is a mini-con. He just has the Apex armor. So, yeah, I like it. I definitely did my pre-order for him because I'm picking and choosing primes, but... he's one I like. There is also, as far as primes go, there's Alpha Trion, who we are seeing is a lot more Forever is a Long Time Coming based.
Yeah, he's got the mustache, but no beard. Because
his beard has not come in yet.
No, because he's the big Dawn of Time version.
In the Dawn of Time, the Autobots had a thriving civilization. I love his book and his quill.
Yeah, the quill is neat.
He's journaling. He's gotta do his... I know there's, like, a whole lore about his book and his quill and...
His alt mode is ugly, but that doesn't matter at all.
How he could into reality or in the, those novels, the aligned novels, when it would, like... hold the future, but you couldn't read it until you got there, and
wacky
unless you could, and it was a whole... that was interesting, but I like a guy who comes with a journal. So yeah. That's a very cool one. I do feel with he's one of the primes where it's like, yep, that's an alt mode.
Yes.
It's we put him in a shape that's an alt mode. And his Autobot symbol does come off so he can hold it up like I need to rewatch Forever is a long time coming. It's been a while since I've sat down and properly watched that one. Though it does have, I believe it does have some good Aerobot stuff at the beginning. Mm. But yeah, that's a good episode. Anyway, more toys. We also have Flatline.
Finally a Flatline.
This guy barely pinged my radar as a character.
I like him because the concept is like, well, I think he started in a Titan comic or something that was movie related, but I knew him from the IDW stuff where, hey, Decepticon Doctor.
I suppose.
That doesn't happen that often, except for Knockout. Well, there are a few other examples, but it's pretty much Knockout and Flatline are the examples. It's like, hey, it's neat. Somebody's got to repair the Decepticon.
There is the guy in the Lost Light, Kaput. I liked him. I liked him a lot.
Anyway, he's a black repaint of Red Alert. Woo, woo, woo.
Yes.
And since I haven't got Red Alert because he's been like shelf warming and I've been waiting for him to go on deep discount, now I probably will never get him because I want Flatline.
Yeah, just get Flatline instead. I mean, he does look good. I just, like I said, he kind of never really hit my radar.
Yeah, well, the problem with the Flatline design in the comics was more that it's like, oh, he just looks like a slight remold of Trailbreaker, also in black. Uh-huh. So making him Red Alert instead is sort of an improvement?
Yeah, because Trailbreaker is kind of already black, so, you know. Yeah. It's just red and black instead of just black and black.
So an evil repaint of Red Alert is
black and truck stripes.
Yeah.
Bear flag stripes, as has been pointed out recently.
Yes, I just realized, like, wait a minute, because I saw a bear flag and wait a minute, those are the colors of Trailbreaker.
It's Trailbreaker stripes.
He always was kind of a burly boy. Yeah, that
he is. He is. So, also, we got to see Onyx Prime some more. He does look very cool.
Yes, he's a weird centaur bird thingy.
It's like a, you know, centaur chimera thing with some wings. You know, he's basically a deity or a demigod or whatever they're considered to be. So he can have as many wings as he wants. He can have as many random appendages as he wishes.
Yeah. A little disappointed he doesn't come with an alternate shockwave head, but whatever. God. Somebody will make that.
That story. That whole story. All of that. I don't even know. And then last, but definitely not least, we are, through the selects, we're getting G2 Snarl and Slug.
Which?
So those are the other two Dinobots that were actually released in G2.
Yeah, the actual colors on them are weirdly desaturated. I mean, I didn't plan on getting them in the first place, but they're not wowing me at all.
Yeah, I am. I mean, they're honestly, they're not off though.
I guess.
Like, did you ever have?
No.
I had them.
Did I have any G2 toys, period? No.
I actually, so I saw the silver Grimlock on the shelf, I'm pretty sure he was one of the ones on the shelf when I first encountered G2 and was like, holy shit, I loved this stuff as a kid, and, you know, went to a used bookstore and found a bunch of old comics, and it all kind of barreled on from there. So I saw the silver Grimlock, but I couldn't pick him up because I was like 14 and did not have expendable income. And then eventually I had some babysitting money and I saw the turquoise one, but I was like, that color is not very Grimlocky.
No.
And then like a few weeks or a month or so later, I saw the more commonly recognized blue one. And I was like, yeah, that's a better color. That's a more Grimlock color. So I did have the blue one. But yeah, I had, I mean, that's the slug is, I mean, that's pretty much as, I mean, as far as the photos go, I know photos are a little weird sometimes, but I mean, it looks right to me.
It's muted Christmas colors.
Well, yes, he was always the Christmas Triceratops.
This is going to hit nostalgia for someone, but not me.
Aw, it does hit nostalgia for me. I mean,
the all red Snarl, kind of neat, but they're a two-pack, so don't care.
Right. I mean, again, as I've mentioned before, with the whole having recently bought a small townhouse situation, I'm butting up against finances and space. So considering if they were deluxe size and Grimlock was deluxe size, I would pick them up in a heartbeat. Size and price point, I may just have to see if they get marked down and then still kind of think about whether there's going to be shelf space for them. But I'm really glad that they exist. And definitely if I see them marked down at some point, I'll probably grab them. But I mean, they're very cool. And I do think, I mean, I know there's been talk about them being whether the color is that accurate, but that's, I mean, that kind of fits my memory of them. So I think that's pretty close to what they're supposed to be. But I mean, Hasbro has generally, as they've been doing stuff that's just toys they did already, they've been very good at color matching.
Yeah.
So they probably actually, you know, got some of the originals and matched the Pantone shades or whatever.
Oh, yeah, because the Venom looks like spot on.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love those colors.
So I think it was specifically when they did the Terrorcons that I was really struck by how absolutely perfect they got the colors, because those are some really weird colors on those guys. but yeah, I mean, they look good. If I had more money and space, I would pick them up in a heartbeat. Having to make harder decisions, it's a maybe, but I'm very glad they exist. Because I do love some G2. I had to get that babysitting money. Then there are, that was it for the live stream, though. It was a short, but very informative live stream. Like I said, very happy to finally see my boys. We did also get information about some new Target exclusives. There are some more Studio Series game figures.
Oh, yeah, those things.
There's Devastation Sideswipe and Devastation Wheeljack, who basically look like a regular release, but with some light cell shading on their windows.
And there's some color changes to match the toys, but like the Sideswipe is sort of an evolution of an evolution of a design.
Yeah, and also here, in case anyone did not have this Sideswipe mold yet, here you go, the Sideswipe mold.
Yeah.
It's been,
so many of that mold.
It's had a lot of use.
Wait, I think I have the regular Sideswipe, or maybe I just have the Cybertron Sideswipe.
I definitely have G2 versions of both.
But I do have the yellow one, and I love the yellow one. I don't think I have the G2.
I had to, and I had to get the add-on kits to make them all spiky and heavily armed. Okay. So that's, like, perfect. And then War for Cybertron Megatron and War for Cybertron Optimus Prime, which I'm assuming are just more or less re-releases of the ones that were already out a while back.
Yeah, a lot of these are just that.
Yeah, I mean, they're...
Except, well, sort of.
They're Target exclusives, so... I mean, they do... Yeah. Target does sometimes get, like, whole new molds as exclusives, but a lot of times it's just this sort of thing.
Well, we get a heavy remold in a yet another 4-pack.
Yes, in the completely random bunch of characters Target 4-pack. Yeah. I guess they sell well enough for them. I mean, they do seem to
I suppose
get
so.
you know, they do tend to hit minor clearance, but
I wish there were two packs or three packs. Four packs is a lot for most of them are like, oh, there's two guys I really want, and then there's others.
$90.
Yeah.
I mean, with the current pricing, it is a deal. But yes, you get
For four figures, yes, but like it's a four pack, it's like, oh, it's another Bumblebee.
I do think the Ultra Magnus is pretty funny.
It's a Bumblebee mole, but it's
it's Bumper.
Bumper, yes.
You know, Bumper from Bumper.
Yeah, like
Bumper from deep fandom lore.
If I want another little yellow car that isn't Bumblebee, I want Jackpot.
No, you get Bumper,
which I have.
That's some old fandom lore with the Bumper.
Yeah.
But yeah, I
and we have little white cabinets.
Yeah, Magnus. I like that they're taking the toy, the missing link Optimus Prime we have at home, and making him Cabinus.
Yeah, that's kind of neat to get that mold. I'll give you that.
And the Horrible is exciting.
I was going to go to Horrible last because he's the one I really freaking want.
Well, I'm going. I was going to say I'm going from left to right, but I'm not because I started with Bumper because I enjoy that we're getting a proper toy of Bumper, and also his name is officially Bumper.
I'm disappointed that it is actual authentic toy colors Horrible and not TF Wiki accident yellowed version that ended up in the comics, because I grew to love the yellowed version because it was more interesting colors.
But he,
as opposed to the French gray, which is fine, but I liked the yellow because it was like he was radioactive.
Well, set him out in the sun for a while.
Hopefully he still yellows, but they're probably not going to yellow evenly.
It's pretty bad. Stuff does seem to yellow prematurely these days, so maybe you'll get lucky. And then the animated Nemesis Prime, which is, I don't know.
Again, another mold I don't have. I'll take it.
I mean,
supposedly it's a really good mold. I mean, well, no, we saw it at TFCon, so yeah.
Animated Optimus, though, just doesn't lend himself to having an evil clone the way that... I mean, it could just be another guy who's... I mean, Prime is just a military rank, so I guess it could just be a guy who looks like Optimus Prime, who was named Nemesis and rose up through the ranks to...
Again, it's neat colors, black and teal.
Though he's a Decepticon, though, so he wouldn't be...
Whatever.
Anyway, I've never been a huge fan of the Nemesis Prime concept to begin with,
Not really. I mean, I like the black with the teal.
That's I like good. The color but, scheme. I just think the concept is silly.
Yeah, and it's overused way too much.
It's generally a very pretty toy. It's just evil Optimus Prime is silly.
Yeah, well, what you gonna do? I want the Horrible.
So that is all currently available for pre-order on Target.com. Good luck with that. Target is one of the retailers that is not known for being exceptionally reliable with their online pre-orders.
Just cancel on you.
They just cancel or just sorry.
Nope.
Ah, holy shit, guys. Okay, wait. Nope. Oh. That's bad. Wait a second.
No, that's the wrong mic.
Yeah.
We lost you.
All right, I'm recording again. Sorry, Edgar decided to get up and everything and then just about pulled my microphone down off my desk.
Oh yeah, thankfully none of mine are doing that. Well, new cat Gracie loves to jump up and step all over the keyboard and open I have no idea what kind of weird windows lately.
So my Mike did briefly get unplugged there. Edgar, but fortunately by that point...
Yeah, we're done with that and on to the next. And wait, what were we talking about? Oh, Target ordering.
Target ordering, yeah. So, yeah, you can pre-order that. Have fun. Good luck. Good luck and Godspeed. Also, getting close to the end of the news, because it wasn't, apart from the live stream, it wasn't a real big news couple weeks. The Transformers Zoids Diaclone Shield D Prime thing is 38,500 yen. Do you happen to currently have a conversion available?
Wait.
Here, let me type it up.
That's a oh no, the conversion rate has changed again, so I don't really remember.
Okay, so we'll go to Japanese yen. I'm gonna plug
$265, maybe.
I guess it's not as bad as it used to be.
No, it used to be close to 1-to-1 for the longest time, but that was like 20 years ago.
Yeah, so it's still about $265. So
plus shipping, plus import fees.
And it's big.
And it's big.
And whatever random tariffs
are happening at any given time. Yeah, so expect to pay at least $300 to get it, if not $380.
Yes. I have seen some stores advertising it, and none of this counts as any kind of endorsement. Let me see. TF Source has it listed for $410.
Oof.
So, yeah. I don't know if Big Bad Toy Store, who I've actually ordered from...
I think they had it listed. Did I thought I saw? I don't remember what the price was, but I think they had it.
I don't know. I'm not gonna dig for that right now. The point is, really, it's expensive. It's very expensive. But
if you really love Zoids and Optimus Prime, you're probably gonna get it. But
yeah, it does come with those adorable little Diaclone drivers.
Yeah.
So I feel like at this point we need to just have weird licensing corner.
Yes. We need a new hut.
Because there's so much weird licensing stuff out there.
Yeah.
So eHobby is doing garage kits. Because what we really needed in this space was more non-transforming buildable transformer figures.
Yeah, well, there's... That's happening in a lot of areas. Like,
also, one of them is...
Gundams are breaking into, like, the little, whatever the scale of, like, Warhammer miniatures are. Just more stuff going on.
Also, one of them is Stranglehold, because they just have this thing. eHobby just really loves Stranglehold.
Okay.
The Pretender. The one who looks kind of like a beefy Burt Reynolds.
He's just a wrestler with some armor on.
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, eHobby just really likes him specifically. These are, the way they look, they almost look 3D printed.
Well, because there's a picture of them in front of some 3D printed things.
Yeah.
Of other stuff, which might just be to have backdrops, but...
So I'm curious how, like, in what way are these garage kits?
Presumably you have to stick the arms and legs on.
Okay. Well, that's why they're kits. Yeah. I just thought that garage kits... Now, I'm really only familiar with garage kits from the 1990s Transformers garage kits with the hilariously English comics attached and the unnecessarily sexy RC and Alita 1 art.
Yeah.
But they were, like, really... Like, fan-produced, almost.
Well, yeah, that's what garage kits are.
Yeah.
Or at least were in Japan. Like, limited-run prints of... Well, the ones I saw were, like, Godzilla vinyls and things way back in the day.
I mean, admittedly, I'm not super familiar with eHobby in general. I know that Takara has released exclusives through them, which is generally the context in which I am familiar with them.
Hmm.
But maybe they are small enough in general to, you know, be producing garage kits. In which case, cool. Good for them. These do not It would actually be great if they came with terribly translated comics, just as an homage to the original 90s garage kits. Those were, I bet those go for so much on eBay now. I bet they never even show up on eBay. I bet it's obscene. But people had a handful of them at BotCons back in the day. Mm. And then anyone who bought the female ones, we would make them feel like a pervert. There is very expensive watches from Seiko.
Sure.
These are presumably extremely nice timepieces. The Megatron Seiko one is limited to 300 pieces. And it is, as of when this post was done, it was approximately $410.
Oof, that's a lot.
That is 59,400 yen.
Yeah, well, then again, I honestly can't remember the last time I wore a watch. I used to wear them all the time at college, up through college.
See, I want to make fun of this and be like, that's ridiculous, but
it isn't as ridiculous as some things. I mean, it's still a nice watch. It's just Megatron themed. So it's silver. It just has like a Decepticon symbol and some things on it. So, okay.
I mean, it's... Yeah, it is.
The price is ridiculous. The idea of doing it isn't really that bad.
It's ridiculous that it's a licensed Transformers watch. I mean, the fact that a watch is that expensive is not silly. The fact that a licensed Transformers watch is that expensive is what is silly.
It could be sillier. It could be a licensed version of the watch that killed Hitler.
I mean, I currently, at this very moment, am wearing an $800 watch, so...
Jesus! Oh yeah, you got Apple shit.
Because I have an Apple Watch Ultra 2, because occasionally I go hiking in the woods and need to know where I am on a map with no cell phone signal, so I don't get lost in the woods. Also, now that I live close to the park and I follow the local emergency rescue feeds, I am being reminded of how extremely dangerous the places I go to are, and how likely the possibility of falling down a cliffside and breaking something and no one finding me for hours actually is. However, this $400 Seiko watch will not help rescuers find you in an emergency.
No, this is fine, although I did just see the worst part of the entire watch, which may just be a me thing.
Uh-huh.
The Autobot and Decepticon logo converted to try to make them look like 40 for 40 years.
Yeah.
I hate that design. It does not look like a 40, it just looks like shit.
Fair. And then also, there's a Kickstarter for some more expensive watches, though less expensive. Infantry is apparently doing some kind of modular watches, which just seems to mean that they come apart. And I guess if you bought a bunch of them for some reason, you could put a bumblebee yellow dial on the Megatron watch and give it a blue band. And I don't know that I quite get the point of that in something like this that is very intentionally a specific design. Like, if you sold a watch like this, I presume their main thing must be selling a watch like this that you can then just buy a different color dial for and swap it out.
Yeah.
But in this context, that feature doesn't really make a lot of sense.
No, but you can get the full 3-pack for $857.
Yeah. No. But that's 3 watches, none of which...
It's 3 watches. By bulk, that is cheaper than the Seiko one, but...
None of which will serve what is actually the most useful function of my Apple Watch, which is helping me find where I left my phone. However, that feature is also available in the cheapest of Apple Watches, so that is not specific to the Ultra 2. But yeah, that is also a very expensive watch. So if you are into expensive licensed Transformers watches, like, I don't know, I had a Fossil watch when I was in high school that had all the different logos from the different Supermen during the whole Death of Superman storyline. So I can understand the licensed watches, but maybe not quite that expensive. I also had
the only licensed watch I would really want to get fixed is a Jurassic Park watch from, I think, Burger King.
I also had an absolute bootleg Sailor Mercury watch that I wore for a long time. Also, Time Warrior. I have a Time Warrior.
Everyone had a Time Warrior.
I found at a yard sale for a quarter.
No, mine is probably long gone. I had one at one point.
And then wore to BotCon, and people were like, holy shit, you wear that? It's like, yes.
It's like to BotCon, yes.
Yes, I wore it to high school. There are also more, I guess YOLO Park is doing some random odds and ends for G1, Transformers 1, Rise of the Beasts.
Transformers 1, fine, that you're still doing merch, but Rise of the Beast merch now? That feels late.
Get the acrylic standee thing, except that it seems like something that is easy and cheap to produce for the licensee.
Oh yes, acrylic standees is like the main thing in like VTubers and anime idols and various things, because it's a little acrylic stand, although these ones are, the ones they have are kind of neat, and that they're also designed to be cell phone holders. It's like, oh, that's useful.
Sure. That's what my pop socket is for.
And keychains. I love keychains.
I think keychains are good.
I'm a sucker for keychains. But it's just weird that, like, just more merch, but Rise of the Beasts also, huh?
Oh, I do like the, little Matrix of Leadership, like, key strap thing.
Yeah.
I may have to try to get a hold of one of those, because I could use a little key strap for my keys, you know, the thing you put the strap on.
Oh, and there's a notebook.
Oh, I do. Well, the thing with notebooks is that I'm very picky about them.
Well, yeah, they're flashy kind of.
So I'd be like, oh, what's the weight of the paper stock? And
okay, granted, yeah, it's probably not going to be that thick. But
I mean, it might be. Get Rhodia in there or something. Actually, yeah, this stuff looks pretty cool, so.
And a tote bag. Like, if we see them, we'll grab some.
Maybe if this stuff shows up at Walmart. And not just in, like, China.
Yeah.
Which, as I recall, is where YOLO Park is headquartered. But, yeah. There is a pretty cool mouse pad. I could go for a cool mouse pad. But we'll see if those show up in stores. We'll mention it. There's some cool odds and ends. I don't get the acrylic stand thing. Like I said, I guess I see it from the production standpoint, but not from the purchaser standpoint.
Yeah, it's relatively cheap to make, easy to pack.
Like, what am I going to do with that? It's going to be more junk for my desk.
I get cell phone stand.
Add it to the pile of blockies.
It is a small thing you can stick on your desk at work.
So, shipping this week, not a whole lot. Timelines, Optimus, and Starscream are showing up for people, so you can see that adorable, chunky little choo-choo train.
He's such a little brick. He's so tiny.
Just a little chunky guy. I assume he's, like, reasonably sized in hand, but
yeah,
he's
like,
a little chunky dude.
Well, because he comes with Starscream, who's, like, all wings. So it just increases the contrast.
I mean, those are...
It makes him look so tiny.
They're really fun designs. So, oh. And the box is gorgeous. So it's good to see that they're keeping up their really good packaging game, even with the straight to... Though I wonder if GameStop is going to get those, because that seems like something GameStop would get in.
I don't know about my GameStop. They don't have crap anymore.
Like the one actual brick-and-mortar store.
GameStop is considering not carrying games anymore.
Well, I can keep an eye out for that when I keep asking them if they got Switch 2s back in yet. I decided not to get it. And then I'm like, I need it But now it's too late. It's sad. It's real sad. It's sad being me. Anyway. So, with so little going on, I figured for our discussion, what are you thinking about the 13 we're seeing so far?
Neat. I kind of want all of them, but I don't think I need all of them, but I've gotten, I think I've gotten all the ones I have right now. They have, Prima, Solus. Wait, is there another one out that I'm forgetting on my desk? Oh, the Fallen, right.
The Fallen.
Yes.
Is he on fire? Do you have all his flame effects on him?
Of course I have the flame effects on
him. Gotta have his flame effects.
He's neat. He's just so big, and I kind of don't like how his tank mode fits together.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, like, I'm going to put them back in that now that I put him in robot mode again.
I think they're doing some really neat stuff with them, and in some cases they're getting to do some stuff that they don't usually get to do, like with Onyx. I mean, definitely Onyx Prime is like a huge engineering thing for them.
Yeah.
Because that's just such a wild design. It's just so different from so much of what they do.
Well, so whereas, is Minimus. That
yeah, and Minimus is bizarre. Also one that's a big... Micronus.
Oh, my.
Is yeah. Another one who's a big departure from their usual design style. I think the only real criticism I have about them is that I can see where they're going with the monochrome... Like, how most of them are just one color.
Yeah, or one primary color that's almost everything. There's very little secondary, other than some highlights.
Solus Prime does have... She kind of stands out because she's mostly purple, but she does have the gold and the silver.
Yeah.
But, like, Micronus is just pretty much that solid green. Alchemist Prime
is... like two shades of green.
Really kind of boring.
Megatronus is mostly, well, two kinds of dark gray charcoal color with some purple accents.
It does help with the ones like him and like Alpha Trion that they're based on an actual, like, admittedly in the case of the Fallen, he's based on something that's all black.
Yeah.
And on fire. Alpha Trion being based on the cartoon gets to have some colors.
He gets the most colors.
So I can see where they're going with having maybe, like, because they're supposed to be these, like, these mythical...
archetypes.
Yeah, they're supposed to be, like, iconic in that kind of way. So I can see where they might be, like, this one is this color, and this color represents this prime. And I can... see from a sort of mythology design, like, storytelling viewpoint, how it can be useful to have them be, like, each one having a color that is their color that represents them in some way. But it does kind of make for kind of, like, Alchemist could look so much more exciting if he was just colored more like McAdam from Cyberverse.
Yeah.
But I guess... I can see where they're going with it, but I don't know that I agree with it in practice.
Hmm.
I am definitely still... The way they talk about how excited they are with what they're doing with Liege Maximo is pretty...
That I want to see.
That's one that's going to be a really good reveal. Yeah. I am notably fond of both Generation 2 and Trickster deities in general, so he's gonna be a must-buy. Again, I'm having to kind of pick and choose, so I've got Solus Prime, I've got Micronus. Probably I may wait for a good price on Alpha Trion.
Yeah, Alpha Trion's not on my... really need list. Well, I'll probably get him, but
The Quill and the Covenant would
They help
definitely make it an absolute must have if you know the financial situation was better. But he is very cool. But yeah, Onyx Prime looks gorgeous. I just don't know where I would display him. but he's one that's, it's really neat to see that being brought into existence.
Yeah.
Because that does really seem like a design that was made with no consideration for ever having to be turned into a three-dimensional object.
Yeah. Or, what's the... Well, we haven't seen it yet. What's the one that, combiner one? Amalgamous?
Nexus.
Oh, Nexus.
Yeah. I know Nexus...
Oh, no, Amalgamous is the one that transforms into umpteen things.
Yeah, Nexus and Amalgamous sort of have some conceptual overlap in the same way that Alpha Trion and Vector Prime do.
Yeah.
But Vector Prime is another one that's going to be tempting, even though I did not buy the last Vector Prime, because I've still got my original Vector Prime, yeah, which is
the
like...
The original one is perfectly fine.
Perfect.
And has
toy.
A little buddy.
Such an amazing toy.
Yeah. Yeah, him I don't think I'll need to replace.
Yeah, but we'll see what they do with them. But, yeah, it's... They're doing some really neat stuff. It's nice to see... I mean, they are... they're pre-existing characters. They are straight up. I can't say they're kind of pre-existing characters. But they're pre-existing characters who have not really been, like, solidified to this degree. They were...
Yeah, no, outside of, like, three of them, none of them had really done anything.
Like, Micronus showed up in Transformers Prime... And they are definitely leaning more towards the Generation 2 representation of Liege Maximo over the IDW one, but that's fair, because he does look very cool.
Yeah.
But,
well, the IDW one was cool, because he was just Mecha Loki.
Yeah, he was just Mecha Loki, which is fine. He can be that. But it's a little more, like, unique... To go with the G2
big
version.
Weird, spiky horn weirdo.
Yes. So it's, you know, I like what they're doing with it so far. It's nice to have them doing something that is not just a recreation. Like, Venon is great, but he's just a recreation of an existing toy.
Yeah.
So it's nice that they, I don't want to be like, oh, it's nice that the designers get some enrichment as a treat, but it is nice that they get to do something that's actually kind of unique and not just recreating something from the past.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's, I think that is good for this time. We've got a good runtime.
I got Heatwave and he's the what you call it? Was the Bulkhead the first? Yes, yeah. Bulkhead was the first blocky thing. He's robot mode's good, although his shoulders are really tight. The vehicle mode's kind of a mess, but that's fine. Mm-hmm. I also picked up a Mix Masher Bumblebee because it was cheaper than I thought it would be.
Are those things? Are they just?
It's fine. Well, I never got the Hero Mashers before.
Oh, yeah.
The previous ones where, like, you pop off the limbs and stick them on.
I have the hot rod of those because I will buy anything that is hot rod.
Well, all they had was it just Prime and Bumblebee or something? I don't know. I only picked up the Bumblebee. It's fine. It's a little action mastery thing. You could pop limbs off. Mm-hmm. It comes with a saw blade, but I don't need more. Lesson learned.
Yeah, that seems like one of those things that I'd just buy if it was like a particular character who I really just liked having as many versions of as possible.
Yeah, if I'd seen a Starscream before, I probably would have picked that up. But I was like, yeah, I was just curious because I haven't seen anything new in a while.
So
I did see Hashtag again and what's the other Terran name?
Thrash.
Yes, Thrash.
Yeah, I still have not. I haven't seen those show up at my shop, so maybe this weekend I'll hit a couple stores and see. Though I don't know if I'd pick them up, but it's always good to see what's there. I like knowing that the stuff is showing up in the store, whether I actually take it home with me or not.
Yeah,
my comic shop has the Galaxy version Defender. Blockies, which are the extra super teensy tiny ones. I think I complained previously about grabbing two of them on a whim, and it was just Scrapper and Vehicle Mode Scrapper. Scavenger and Vehicle Mode Scavenger. But this week, as I was picking up my handful of comics, fortunately, I already picked up the giant compendium a few weeks ago. But I picked up one. It was Thundercracker, so A+. He's so cute. He's so cute and tiny and working on a screenplay. I'm going to believe in him as the IDW version, because that was some pretty good Thundercracker.
Well, it's the best Thundercracker.
It is. It's like, normally Thundercracker is not really like much of a character, but it was good to see him get to be like super enjoyable.
Well, he is getting to do some stuff in Skybound, but it's hard to tell where he's going with that.
Yeah. Probably somewhere dark and miserable.
Yes.
They had me and they lost me.
Lost me because, oh, because
tradition.
I called it.
Tradition.
I'm a little sad I called it, though.
Yeah. Man, I should have known better than to have hope. I didn't have that much hope. I had a little hope. Hmm. Yeah, that was sad. That was silly of me to have hope. Hmm. At least Void Rivals is still good.
Okay. I need to catch up on Void Rivals.
You should. Anyway, maybe by next time you will have caught up with Void Rivals. But that is it for this week.
Yes.
So we will see you again, I guess, probably next month. But until then, we are on...
How is this a long episode? What the heck?
Because that list of live stream reveals.
Yeah, we did go through the whole list. I didn't think it would be that long, but yeah.
We are on Blue Sky, and we are on Mastodon as @IaconUnderground. We are on Patreon at Iacon Underground. Patreon.com/IaconUnderground. We do Patreon specials. It's a lot of fun. Also, we have started bullying our poor friend Rob into doing another anime thing and making him watch G-Quux. So that is... You should have had an episode of that show up on this feed, because yes. I put it on all the feeds just so people would see that we are once again back on our anime bullshit. So it is primarily going to be under Superhuman Samurai Cyberpod, which is what we do when we go off on these anime tangents. So check that out. It's a lot of fun. Rob does not know what a char is or how to pronounce Aznabel.
Oh, that was so cute.
Aznabel. You know, it's, people are allowed to not know these things.
I know. It's just weird because we're so familiar with that name from decades. Yes. Like, oh, we're used to how to pronounce it, Aznabel.
So
that's how it goes.
Check that out. Check out our other podcast, Stasis Pod, where we're watching Rescue Bots Academy, which is really cute and charming. And yeah, check us out on Mastodon, especially, and also Blue Sky.
The two of us are more on Mastodon. We do have Blue Sky. Use it sometimes.
Yes,
if
you don't know what to do about Mastodon, if you're scared of all the server choices, come to retro.pizza. I run that one. I keep things pretty friendly and pretty good. So that's a good starting point. There used to be a server at scramble.city.
Oh.
Which was an excellent URL, but I didn't want to go with anything that was like specifically Transformers because I wanted it to be like a more multi-fandom kind of community.
It is good.
But yeah, come to retro.pizza. It is a lot of fun. We do monster movies on Sunday night with the rest of the Fediverse, and it's pretty great. So anyway, I'm bad at ending a podcast, even though I should have a lot of experience with it by now. So until next time, this has been Jen.
And I'm David.
Good night.
Good night.
Gundams. It's full of bees!
Yeah, okay, we gotta go on a digression about Gundam, but
no,
like...
No, we have a whole separate podcast for going on digressions
about
Gundam.
Yes, we have that now.
Also, I think I might have sold my unbuilt Cabelli kit at some point when I was selling off unbuilt kits, but I do still have the SD one. Because there was a point in the late 90s when Meyer, of all places, was getting in, like, Chinese import SD Gundam kits.
Oh. Weird.
That's when I gave myself nerve damage in my left hand because I cut myself so badly trying to put together trying to get the Maxter off the sprues.
Oh,
it's an SD Maxter.
What the fuck?
Windsor, this is not the time to dig through my boxes. Oh my god, he is causing problems. Windsor. Wims. Whimsy buddy. Come on. Why are we doing this? Okay, well, I'm going to have to hope that he doesn't...
destroy things?
Yeah.
Too
I think the thing is he's trying to rest on the box, but I've taken some things out of it, so, like, it's...
Ah, yeah, because this is my good old box. I'm going to lay on my good old box.
Okay, yeah, lay on the box. He just wants to... Yeah, lay on the record player, buddy. There you go. That's fine. You can lie on the record player. Aww, him so handsome, though. Him's most handsome. Oh, I know.
Oh.
Do you hear him?
Yeah, that one's loud.
He's across the room! This is him yelling at me. He does this every morning. I wake up and he just does that, like, a bunch. Alright, ready to do an episode?
Yes.
I think so.
Look at clean. Ow!
Alright, let's do an episode.